It's been cold and wet the past few weeks in Tacoma. That's had an impact on the residents of the city's new temporary tent shelter mitigation site, Forging Paths. Reporter Lauren Gallup takes us there.
In November, the city of Tacoma opened a new tent shelter site off of South 35th Street and Pacific Avenue. The site is operated by the Tacoma Rescue Mission. It serves 50 unhoused people who had been staying at a nearby encampment. The city recently forced people to clear out from that encampment because of a new encampment ban in the city. Cash lives at the site and asked to only go by his first name, citing privacy concerns. He says one downside of living at the site has been the city's lack of preparation and foresight for how the weather would impact the tents. The site contains rows of tents mounted on wooden pallets. The tents, provided by the city, are made for ice fishing. Gravel underneath the pallets are meant to drain water, but with rain and snow, Cash says water has collected on top of the tents and seeped inside.
What happened was the walls leak. Water gets in underneath the walls, and so our floors are soaking wet. It actually ruined and damaged a lot of our belongings.
The city partnered with the Tacoma Rescue Mission to operate the site. The mission has covered each tent with plastic tarps. They're waiting for canopy structures to come, which will hopefully provide more sturdy, weather-resistant roofing. Cash, along with another resident, suggested that they drill holes in the platforms to drain the water. Nate Cooper is the Director of Emergency Services with the Tacoma Rescue Mission. He says their goal is to learn from residents' feedback and make adjustments, such as how to deal with the weather. Cooper says they'll plan to drill holes in the platform for drainage. Cooper says it's been a learning curve since the site opened in November.
We're trying to do the best for them and for the community at large. We are trying to get them to be committed to this community. So their feedback, what their likes, their dislikes, and taking those and trying to make what we have here better is our goal.
Forging Paths isn't the city's first mitigation site, but it's the first that was constructed to address needs of residents and encampment that has since been removed. In the mitigation site, each two rows of tents face each other, similar to how blocks of houses face each other on a shared street. Lighting through the community properly illuminates the space while still giving residents privacy. There are portable toilets that are serviced daily and a shower trailer with 8 shower stalls. The site is just a block or so from that former encampment. That's so people living there could stay in the same neighborhood they were living in and keep community connections they might have made while living at the encampment that was cleared. Caleb Carbone is the City of Tacoma Homeless Strategy Systems and Service Manager. Carbone estimates that about 5 to 7 people who were living at the 34th and Pacific encampment chose not to transfer to the mitigation site. In October, the Tacoma City Council passed a ban on encampments that were within 10 blocks of existing shelter sites and protected waterways. That meant closing the 34th and Pacific encampment. Advocates have argued this ban doesn't solve the homelessness crisis in the city. Instead, they say it displaces and traumatizes people. Carbone says the City of Tacoma created the Forging Paths site to provide better, authorized shelter to people residing at that encampment. But, he says, the plans to create it began before City Council member John Hines proposed the ban.
Initially, when we were planning on this, we were just trying to meet the needs specifically for folks that wanted to do more of a tent-style shelter.
Forging Paths is on property the city received from Pierce County. It's designated as a place to build mixed housing. Through that agreement, Carbone said the city made provisions so that it could use the property for temporary shelter. The mitigation site is only up temporarily. 3 case managers will work with residents at the site to connect them with permanent housing. I'm Lauren Gallup.